A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is our Fit Well segment on Money FM 89.3. For that, I'd like to welcome back Benny Teo from SPH Golf to talk about the ongoing tournament ahead of the Masters, of course. It's the Players' Championship at Sawgrass. They call it the fifth major, Benny, and we're going to be looking at two big players, former world number ones, Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods. It's intriguing, isn't it? We've seen three rounds and it's still anyone's tournament.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, in the top 10, there's two other former world number ones, although they are quite more recent than Rory and Tiger. We're looking at Jason Day and Dustin Johnson as well, rounding up the top 10. It looks like a big leaderboard there, but really a few players are pulling away. John Rahm did a great job yesterday, going down to 15 under par. So he's now leading the tournament by one stroke over Tommy Fleetwood and Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, so we've got the, I guess you call them British pair, although McIlroy's from Northern Ireland, Fleetwood from England. Of course, he almost won a major not so long ago. Jason Day at minus 12, three shots back. And Jimmy Furyk, you know, he's 48. He had an amazing round earlier in the tournament. He's only five back at 10 under par. As for Tiger Woods, he's at minus three after a pretty disappointing par round of 72 in the third round. What do we know about the way he's been playing?
He's actually not been playing badly, but it's just hard for him to string in four consecutive good rounds of golf. He's been like that for a while. We're not sure if he can pull up his socks in time for the Masters, because the Players is definitely over for him. But he is, the one thing he's actually taken on a new persona. He's actually become more lighthearted and perhaps even a little bit humorous as well. While he was playing yesterday with Kevin Na, who's known to have his waggles and, takes a long time on the ball.
Yeah.
That's right. The old Tiger would have been so frustrated playing 18 holes with him. But this is what happened on the 17th hole at TPC Sawgrass. Now, that infamous green on the 17th hole is an island green, and the winds really can blow anywhere. Speeds of the greens are running maybe 13, 12 on the stimp. You got to hit a great shot to even land on the green and stay there. Both Tiger and Kevin got their shots within 5 to 7 feet of the pin. Now, the funny thing was, when Kevin putted the ball, he actually quickly picked it up before the ball went right into the bottom of the cup, or so it seemed. And there was a cute grin there. But what happened next was even funnier, because when it was Tiger's turn to putt, he did the same.
Wow.
So the ball, he made a show of running towards the ball. I mean, all 5 foot of it, nevertheless. And then picking up the ball as soon as it dropped. So the crowd just went wow, So, Tiger still got his fans, and I think this is great for golf.
Yeah,
even when he's not playing real well, right?
Yeah, you make a really good point, because the old Tiger would have been just too serious, too intense. And he wouldn't have done that, no way.
No. In whatever position that he's in a tournament, he would never do that.
Yeah. So you're saying about his lack of consistency. Well, he still can put together one or two good rounds, but not four, right?
It seems that way. It kind of seems that way. But you never know. We're talking about Tiger Woods here, right?
Yeah.
Many people have written him off over a 12 years period before his accident. And he's always managed to come back and come back stronger. So, this could be his ultimate test. I think he's 40 already. But majors have been won after 40.
Oh, yeah. In fact, he's 42 now, right? 42,
right.
43. So he's getting up there. I think 43 was 43 in December last year. But let's talk about Rory McIlroy, who actually turns 30 this year, Benny. Can you believe it that Rory McIlroy is going to be 30 soon? Turns 30 in May, and here he is. He hasn't won a major for 5 years. I was surprised about that. Has not won a major since 2014. He's one shot back at the Players' Championship. What's changed about Rory in recent times, would you say?
Well, what's changed about Rory in years, to be honest? He was the hottest thing in golf. I remember watching Rory when he was an amateur at a British Open, first British Open. I watched him play at Carnoustie, and I was wondering, who the heck is this guy? He's hitting like, he's so confident and strong and full of energy. I mean, he's still young at 30, right?
Yeah.
But I, you know, he's kind of, a lot of things has happened in his life, and you know, he's achieved a lot, but you kind of feel that he can get so much more.
He hasn't completely fulfilled his potential yet, has he?
I do not think so. He's been playing well though this year. I mean, he's been challenging. He's been making top tens this season. Hasn't won yet. But you get a sense that that's coming. You know, he's feeling confident. I think, you know, he's definitely got a good shot at winning the players because, you know, simply because he's done that. He's been in a winning position many times in his career. I think he only won once last year. But you know, this could be the start of good things to come for Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, you saw him playing as an amateur. I actually met him at Shenzhen at the Mission Hills when he was playing in the World Cup of Golf. Remember that?
Yeah.
And I interviewed him, and it was with Graham McDowell. They were playing together for Northern Ireland.
G-Mac.
Yeah, great guy. And, you know, I looked back then, that would have been in 2010, maybe 2009, something like that. And here we are in 2019. And let's hope that there are more majors ahead for Rory McIlroy, because as you mentioned, turning 30, still so young. But what about a countryman of mine, Jason Day, with a similar name to me, Jason Dacey and Jason Day. I wish I had his bank balance though, Benny.
Well, he might prefer sitting in the studio right now in Singapore, talking about, well, you.
it's easier to talk about golf than play it, that's for sure. So he's three shots back at the Players and a former major winner, won the PGA Championship, right? And I think he's come close to winning the Masters too.
That's right. I think a lot of people would have their money on Jason Day at this moment because he's not that far behind. And to catch up at Sawgrass from three strokes is not far-fetched at all.
Yep.
You know, it's a tough as nails golf course to play well. On that 17th hole, it's going to be a heartbreaker, and that's going to be the one that that decides a lot of that decides the championship today. You know, that par three, I think, will make or break anyone's life. But Jason Day, he's also coming back from a long period where after he became world number one, you know, he just sort of
faded a little bit.
Yeah. But to be honest, my money is on the Europeans. You know, I'm looking at guys like Tommy Fleetwood.
Tied second with Rory.
That's right. And John Rahm. I think this season will be about these two.
The Europeans.
John Rahm.
Mm.
Not just the Europeans, but John Rahm and Tommy Fleetwood. Tommy Fleetwood came from literally out of nowhere, especially to the Americans used to watching the PGA Tour. But he has made a name for himself on the European Tour.
Mm.
You know, last year he did... he won the Abu Dhabi Classic, which is the big one in the European Tour, the HSBC. And that got him to play in the Ryder Cup. And you know what happened there?
Yeah.
That Mollywood pairing is legendary, or is going to be legendary if they keep their form together. You know, I spoke to Jose Maria Olazabal, great guy. And he said that...
Two-time winner of the Masters, right?
That's right. Yeah. Ryder Cup captain in 2012, I think.
Yeah.
And he said, well, their form during the Ryder Cup last year could give him and Seve a hard time.
Wow.
That's saying a lot. That is
that's
a big compliment.
That's quite a prediction. Yeah, let's talk about Jim Furyk, who's only five shots back. And I thought he was older than 48. He's only 48. I think he's lacked hair for a while, so that's why we think he's older, right? But what about someone like that? Does he have any chance at the Masters, do you think, of pulling a rabbit out of a hat?
And not with that swing of his.
That is an unorthodox swing, right?
No. Jimmy Furyk can do whatever he wants. You know, he's won the US Open. You know, he's been the top of the world. I think he was as high as world number two. He can do whatever he wants. He'll get there.
Yeah.
You know, no one's
discounted.
Yeah, exactly. But at 48 and more than a few strokes back, you know, you gotta wonder. I don't think it's that easy for him to get there. But it's great to see him contending after 2 days.
Yeah, it looks like a top 10 finish for him in this tournament.
Exactly. Nice pay pack, but I think he'd be looking to nick a big one this year. I think he wants to. And I think one for the old fogies.
Yeah.
You know, every year, it seems like an old fogey is going to come.
Whether it's a Tom Watson or a Greg Norman or someone like that, right?
Exactly. Yeah. We all love to see something like that.
We all love it. Well, you've got something happening soon, Benny. Can you tell me about that?
Oh, yes, that's right. Next Thursday to Sunday, we've got the SPH Golf Takashimaya Golf and Travel Fair 2019. This is a mega golf and travel event where we have about 31 exhibitors over 4 days from around the region. A new addition from last year's fair is that we have a Chinese, the Chinese golf clubs are coming to Singapore as well to promote the West.
Yeah,
so this is going to be a big fair happening March 21 to 24 at Takashimaya Square, which is the basement 2 of Takashimaya.
Yep.
It's going to be a great time. 1FM is going to be there. I think Andre Holden is going to be our host. The Singapore Golf Association has a putting area where you know they'll have games and putting for everyone. So it's going to be a great 4 days fair. You'll read a lot about it in the Straits Times today, the Sunday Times. We have a travel fair piece. Actually, it's almost like a supplement in Swing, which I'm the editor
of. Yes, of course. Yeah. So you can find out about it in today's Sunday Times.
That's right.
And I'm sure there's a website they can check out information.
Well, yeah, you can go to www.sbhgolf.com or go to our Facebook, at www.facebook.com/golfvacations SG. You know, I think we've done a pretty decent job marketing this project already. You'll be able to find it at all the golf clubs in Singapore and all the places in golf. If you're a golfer, you should know this by now. But just in case you don't, you're a listener of Money FM, please come by next week and you look for me and I might be there saying hi to you and trying to sell you an SBH golf card.
Wow, it's a great service that you provide. So I appreciate you coming in. You've got a busy week ahead, Benny.
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much to Benny Teo from SBH Golf. And do check out what's going on this week at Takashimaya, right?
That's right, Takashimaya, March 21st to 24th.
Okay, thanks a lot, Benny.
Thank you. All right.